Hello, and whether we're in sport or business, we can often get beaten down by the challenges and the relentless pressure of the environment we're in. In this quick micro lesson, I've selected the audio track from one of the weekly video challenges which Sporting Edge's subscribers receive every Monday morning. It focuses on a great proactive strategy that champions can use to step up in those moments when self-doubt can hold us back. Helen Richardson-Walsh is a former international hockey player and an Olympic gold medal winner. She's spoken really honestly in a wider interview here about some of the challenges and darker moments that she faced during her career. But in this insight, she shares a powerful strategy which can help us to step up when our team really needs it and to live without regrets. It's a great story and one that typifies her champion mindset.
Yeah, so when it went to penalties in the Olympic final, we'd spoken about it a lot before it happened, and we'd spoken about body language, smiling, making yourself be positive, and standing tall, shoulders back, and smiling, even if you don't necessarily feel it in your heart inside, it kind of makes you feel it, and it certainly did that. And in that moment, I really enjoyed it. The crowd started booing, and that made me even more determined to score, obviously. But that hasn't always been the case. I remember on one occasion in particular, we had a game, it was against Holland, but this time it was in Argentina, probably a good few years back, and we had a stroke. And in my head, suddenly I didn't want to take it. And I had that self-doubt. And I think that came because before the game I hadn't mentally prepared myself that if a stroke had come up, that I would want to take it. But obviously before the Olympic final, and before, you know, every game in the Olympics, and probably because I'd learned from that experience, every time before a game, I tell myself, if a stroke comes up, you want to take it. As soon as that whistle goes, the signal is, I want to take it. And I had to teach myself to do that because of that moment when that whistle went and I suddenly went, oh no, I'm not sure. And that one moment of doubt meant that I then didn't end up taking the stroke. Somebody else took it. And in my head, I felt guilty for that. But it taught me a really good lesson and something which I pulled on in a very big occasion. So I was grateful for the failing in that moment, and it was good to learn from that experience.
I can really relate to this insight from my own cricketing career as well. I don't regret being beaten by better opponents, but I do regret those moments when I was too afraid to have a go. I really like how Helen used the regret from a past experience where she didn't stick her hand up to fuel her drive in the Olympics final. That's the key to the winning mindset, constantly looking for ways to learn and to improve and to keep pushing yourself. And her conditioning and preparation to stick her hand up like Pavlov's dog when the whistle went for a penalty was a great reframe. And this is where our actions can actually be more powerful than our thoughts, which can sometimes paralyze us in the moment. So wanting that opportunity to come up can tilt that lens towards optimism and positivity, and you being in control of the situation rather than being negative and hesitant and wondering about whether you can execute your skills. So I really hope that story has given you some personal parallels this week and inspires you to have that positive intent to take action. So expect the day to throw up opportunities and also expect yourself to seize them. Good luck. So I hope you found Helen's reframe and response to a pressure point useful. If you'd like to access over 1,000 of these high performance strategies to boost your personal and team performance, then head over to sportingedge.com and start your free trial of the Mindset Toolkit. You'll be joining an amazing network of ambitious execs, entrepreneurs and coaches. And if I can help with any content or conference speeches to inspire your business, then drop me an email through to hello@sportingedge.com. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you soon.